T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Please grab that. Thank you.
This is continuous team coverage on News Radio KDKA.
Sorry about that, folks. We're on continuing coverage. Raj, jump in here, brother.
Yeah, the White House press secretary has just tweeted that the president was told about the collapse this morning. The White House is in touch now with both state and local officials, and they're gathering some information about the cause of the collapse. President is passing along his thanks to the first responders. And he says he's going to proceed with the trip that's planned for today. They're going to stay in touch with everybody here and offer any assistance. So they will. The trip is still on. They know about it at the White House. We know Mike Doyle just posted a short time ago that, you know, he's going to do what he can to get the ball rolling on this repair. Replacement could take months.
Thanks. It's wild. I got to grab Fitz. Good morning, Fitz. How are you, man? Crazy day, man.
Good morning, Marty. Yeah, he just gave a lot of info. He's right. I think the president is going to make a side trip to the site from what we're hearing, been in contact with the White House, as is Congressman Doyle and Senator Casey. This is amazing. I know you know this area well, you know, where we grew up over in the East End, connects Regent Square to Squirrel Hill, right on Forbes Avenue. It's amazing that there was nobody killed. It really is a blessing that this that what has happened has been as minor with personal injuries as it was.
Hey, Fitz, many of us grew up there. Pat Gallagher, we both went to high school with, he's right down the street. He heard the noise. He heard the gas. How close were you, man? Because I heard you pretty early.
Well, I don't live that far away, not even probably a mile. Yep. It's the way I go when I go to Monroeville or get on the Parkway. I go across that bridge all the time into Regent Square. I didn't hear it, but you know, as soon as I got the word, I headed over there, and it's a surreal scene. I know I sent you a couple of the pictures I was able to take on my phone, and it's just the fact that you see these cars. I think there were 4 or 5 of them plus the bus laying. You know, one on its roof, and that, again, that the injuries are non-life-threatening injuries is really amazing. But you could smell that gas. When I first got there, the gas odor was very, very strong. It must have been a major line that was ruptured, and the people's natural gas people got there right away and got it shut off.
Hey, Fitz, let's not kid ourselves. This notion that we're going to have a bridge there because Biden's coming, that's silly. Not picking on anyone here, but this takes years. It could take 2-3 years to get a bridge up there.
Well, it could. My guess is it's going to be much quicker than that.
Okay.
I've been talking to Congressman Doyle and Lamb and Casey. They tell me because of the infrastructure bill that just passed a few weeks ago or a month ago, whatever it was, that the money will be there and they can move it very, very quickly. If you remember a couple years ago, we had another major road collapse over in Route 30 out in East Pittsburgh. And PennDOT moved, you know, literally heaven and earth and got it done in, I think it was 4 or 5 months. So
you know,
it's not
going
to be instantaneous. You're 100% right. This is a major, major structure. I can't even estimate how long it will take. I need bridge engineers could give a better estimate of that. But this is a major artery. It's going to be a major inconvenience for a lot of people in the eastern suburbs.
I know that we have bad bridges. Pennsylvania has about 3,800 structurally deficient bridges. Considered to be in poor condition and in need of urgent repair. Only Iowa has more. You've known this for decades, have you not, sir?
Yes, and we've known this. We're also known as the city of bridges. We have as many bridges as any place in the world. Maybe Venice, Italy, I guess. I don't know.
Sure.
We're close to them. But yes, and we're an older city. I mean, let's, you know, we're one of the first cities in this country that was inhabited and built. And a lot of the steel that, you know, our fathers and grandfathers and did all these things, but it's a long time and they rust and they wear out and they need to be fixed. And we need to fix these bridges.
Hey, Fitz, look, man, guys are sending out pictures of pieces of metal that fell off that bridge and everybody freaks out. But the inspectors go in there every 2 years. I'm told this one gets it more than that. Are you hearing anything about, was there caution? Was there concern? Was this a vulnerable bridge? Do you know, sir?
I don't know the answer to that. Okay. I think we'll probably learn a lot more about that as there certainly will be an investigation and checking the bridge inspection reports and when it was last done and what the report said, whether it be, you know, weight limited, weight restricted, you know, kind of all those things will be coming out. But, you know, it's real early to know where and why this occurred.
One more thing, Fitz. We're hearing that folks are going under the bridge to see if there's anyone under there. But I heard guys who were real close who said they don't believe there is. What do you say, sir?
That is the case. And I think the way this bridge came down, it came down almost in a V. So it would be more of a limited area that would be, under the, right on the lower trail. There are a lot of people that walk those trails.
Right.
My wife and I walk that trail all the time. It's, it's the old 9 mile run that leads down to the river down in under Frick Park. And there's always lots of people walking their dogs, jogging, biking, et cetera. Fortunately, we don't think anybody was under the bridge walking at this time.
All right, man. Hey, hang in there with us, all right? We'll text you. If you hear anything new, just call in, brother. Can't be more.
All right.
Man, you do a hell of a job as a reporter, Fitz. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe my next life. You know, I need a new job in 2 years, so I guess I'll be looking around.
You
so
must be listening
maybe
to my.
You can hire me, Marty.
Man, I've been giving you pointers. You owe me now, man.
All right.
See you later.
Take care.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.